Welcome to Minute Impossible. Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to investigate with us the Mission Impossible franchise, 1 minute at a time. I'm Chris.
It's Friday. I'm Jonathan.
I always forget the Friday.
I'm Dave.
I'm Tierney, and it is Friday. Yay!
Yes, welcome everyone. You've made it through a week. Tierney, you've made it through a week of podcasting with us. How'd we do?
I did it! I'm so excited.
You did a good job. I mean, you're good at this, so why would you not?
I hope I'm good at this. I
mean, you know how to turn on the recording, right? So how hard can that be?
I mean, yeah, no it's one not would like ever you, screw you that don't up. Stop recording.
This minute begins with Ambrose smirking at John C. McCloy and ends with glass tubes being inserted into a science thingamajig.
Science thingamajigs.
I'm so glad you mentioned his role in Braveheart yesterday because I knew I recognized him. I've seen him a bunch of things, but I didn't really think about it. Now that's all I can see. And
he was so much younger in that movie, and they made him older.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
And he still looks, now he looks like he did in that movie.
Exactly. Yeah. And most people recognize him from Harry Potter movies, but I don't ever think of him from Harry Potter. I think of him from Braveheart and in Bruges.
That was the first one I ever saw.
And in Bruges and a couple other things that, have nothing to do with Harry Potter.
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah, he is. He really is.
And we get some John C. McCloy minutes for a hot second. Yeah. We see his back and we see his front.
We see his that's magical all I need. Pinstripe suit.
His magical light pinstripe suit because it's all
good point.
Magical light. He's built with light.
I like that he's got that light we were talking about the other day, and that light is over him and not over the person on the other side.
Exactly.
To me, that feels like a tactic you use when you're in some sort of... when you're having to suss out a deal.
Power position.
It's like when you have the chairs a little bit taller on one side of the table than the other. So you're like perched up and they're like having to look up at you.
Yep.
Yeah, but Ambrose's face, he's not falling for it.
No, he knows he's got the goods, literally.
Yeah.
He's got two hot dogs.
Now, one of the hot dogs is green and one of them is red. Is the red? Are we to assume the red one is the
ketchup?
Is Naya's blood?
Yes.
Okay.
But I liked your relish and ketchup.
Okay. Yes, relish and ketchup.
It's relish and ketchup on the metal hot dogs. Mm-hmm.
That's like that neon Joel Schumacher colored relish, though, man.
It'll kill you.
It'll kill you.
Well, if you've ever been to a Major League Baseball game, as Tierney and I obviously have it, so is Dave.
All the cool kids.
I don't know. Chris, I don't know. Do you watch baseball?
Yes, I do. I go to the Astros games here all the time, and they're always like not that green.
Ours is. Mine's lime green. Mm.
Yeah, I've never had it that green over here in Texas.
Put relish in my hot dog, so I don't know. But I could do some investigating the next time I'm in Fenway Park.
But you, Dave?
Oh, yeah, I'm a big... I went last time I was at the Phillies game. I put brown mustard, onions, and relish in my hot dog. And I had 4 stains on my shirt before I even got to my seat.
All of the things you just mentioned.
Yeah.
that happens.
Fenway Frank, I go naked. Yeah, I don't put a lot of stuff on hot dogs, so it's like ketchup, mustard, that's all I need.
Wrigley Field, it's mustard, relish, onions, and I wear a white pinstripe jersey, and I have more than once had to use like one of those little tie pins on it. Like, I fudgy myself every game. I've had birds poop on me.
Oh, no.
I've had someone with nachos behind me, nachos inside of a helmet fall on me.
I love the nachos in the helmet. Those are the best.
I'm like, dude.
Yeah, but in the helmet, not on your shirt.
No, not on other people.
From another guy.
No.
Like over your shoulder.
It's huge. It's like this big. It's like a giant, like a human-sized helmet nacho.
They taste better because you know how much money you spent on them. So you're like, this is the best I've ever had.
It's like $78 for nachos.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I thought small it was like the little ones, like the little ice cream scoop cups.
No.
It's
like
a big,
full-size human head.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
I have one of those Red Sox helmets, but it's in the other room. And I shouldn't interrupt your podcast recording to go get it. So I'll just pretend that
you're showing it to us.
I didn't even take any notes on this beginning part because, I don't know what order it is. I was just laughing too hard at the run and roll to like put my notes in any sort of order.
Let's talk about Tom Cruise's run and roll.
Zoolander run and roll.
He rolls for no reason. in front of a grate and then opens the grate up and goes in it anyway. It's awesome.
Yeah. It is funny.
That's great. Where a baseball slide actually probably would have been better. Slide down that little hill onto the things. And yeah, of course, why aren't any of these grates ever welded? They're never welded.
They're just loose.
No. Our lookouts look the wrong way. Our grates are loose. What kind of helium farm are you running here?
You would think that the roll would cause more attention to him. People are like, what? Oh, he's rolling. What's that? I just saw that. What was that?
Oh, boy. I know Dave's looking at a giant thing of nachos right now.
No, I'm looking at the guard. How miscellaneous guard he is. Like, he's got a big big puffy Columbia black vest on, and then the cap's like so low, like you can't even see his eyes. Oh. It's just so henchman-y. That could be the guy from the last minute. We won't even know because they're just so much puffed up clothing and then small hat, and you can't even see their eyes.
The scene was, the scene may have been cut down. It'd been awesome if he was walking, he looks around, he's like, Phil?
Yeah.
Phil?
Yeah, none of them, we'll notice the guys inside, they start responding to radio calls, but not outside.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
Outside is where they put the real soft billies.
Hey, Ethan, I don't think they have radios.
Yeah, right?
From what I can tell, they're not radio each other. FYI.
Oh my God, that's a lot of nice.
Hey, Luther, are you done with that computer yet?
That is a lot of nachos.
That's a lot of nachos. I just sent Dave the picture of the nachos.
Oh my God.
And Wrigley Field's on my bucket list, so now I'm just looking at the whole thing, being like, look at all the color saturation. It's so beautiful.
So it goes, Ethan pops through the grate as a nondescript scientist takes the hot dog tubes, and then we see a long hallway, and they got a bunch of helium tanks.
Uh-oh.
On the left.
You know what that means.
Stored, you guys?
We keep it in little tubes.
I wanted to go back to Ambrose. Did he always wear that dumb ring on his middle finger?
Yes.
Oh, God. What is
the ring play in this movie is gross. It's. I think there's a thumb ring in this movie, too.
I'm sure there is.
From earlier minutes. It's that kind of...
We're really to believe that Naya had a relationship with him on purpose the first time. Like,
yeah,
maybe she's into denim.
Ugh.
She likes maracas.
She likes maracas. That's a weird science reference.
Exactly.
Hey, man, she's into maracas, man.
She's into maracas. She's into maracas.
Oh, my God. I like this part of the sneak in. I'll give it that.
Wait.
Yeah, he goes in through the grate and actually comes down from the top. Like, it's not like he's not already in the hallway.
Yeah.
He does a double grab. He grabs the lip of the grate and then puts his foot on a pipe and then swings on the pipe and judo chops the dude. Well, actually, he doesn't judo chop him. He sticks his legs around him, and I think he's going to, like, twist his neck. He doesn't.
No, it looks like that's what they were going for.
Yeah, you're right. But he just spins him. The guy just kind of like loses his like he goes, oh, I got turned around. A little equilibrium, like brain fluid got a little spinned around.
I'm so high on helium. And then I was so dizzy. And then I was just lying here in this hallway.
Ethan, I know all these guys. Simon has an inner ear infection.
Yeah.
So if you just spin him, he'll completely fall over.
Yeah. And then 90 pounds of Ethan Hunt fall on the guy's chest, and then he just kind of takes his head and goes, tap, and then the guy's out. But the guy's like, what? Oh.
Of all the people, Simon's the weak link. Go for him, Ethan.
Now, by the door, not only, once you take out Simon, there's Martin and Craig. Okay. Martin's going to come towards you. He's afraid of doves. Just FYI.
What if I have pigeons? Can I use pigeons too?
They're the same things, mate. Okay.
Gotcha.
Pigeons are street doves.
All right, I'm on it. Toast.
Upper class doves. They're upper class doves.
Toast.
Doves are just clean pigeons.
Ethan, toast.
You think he's mad because now... Billy is the guy on the microphone talking to Ethan, and Luther's the one left out. He's like,
I could have
told him who to go get. I could have told him where to go.
Billy is the guy in the chair. You're right.
Billy is the guy in the chair.
Yeah, Luther's like, I honestly rather take Jean Renault, even though he was a backstabber, over Billy just yelling. I'll take Jean Renault trying to kill us with a helicopter and then try to stab that CIA guard over this. At least he was quiet in the fence. Like, the loudest thing he did was kill the mouse. That was it. Billy's just, he's 11 the whole time.
Oh, he's always just, he's 11 or 12 at all times.
I was asking Luther about Crocodile Dundee. Did you see it, Luther?
I was on Comedy Central once. I watched a little bit. It was fine. It was a marathon between that and Weekend at Bernie's. I don't know. What do you want from me? What do you want from me, Billy?
How about Crocodile Dundee in L.A.?
All right. Here's how you get in. Once you go down through the grate, there's a really long hallway, and that hallway is infested with pigeons and doves. Absolutely infested.
Yeah, but don't worry. They fly in slow motion.
Yeah. Like, we see here in second 54, like, they have this, like, you know, sterile virus checker. And it's like, you cannot have it in the same place as you just have pigeon crap.
Flying rats.
Flying rats. I was getting a cheese stick once down in South Philly. And, yeah, a pigeon came up from the street and it brushed my face with its wing. And I was like, I gotta go.
That's the most Philly story I've ever heard.
No, most Philly story was I watched a pigeon pop from a car tire while eating a cheesesteak in South Philly. I was sitting there and I just watched it. It didn't move. And just a car just popped it. I heard it go. I'm like, oh, that's messed up. And I just continue eating.
But all these stories have him eating cheesesteaks.
Yeah, so yeah. Nice. Oh, yeah.
The one thread.
Yes.
So I'm downtown. I'm eating a Philly cheesesteak.
As one would.
And a stupid pigeon shows up.
Here's the one thing I'm telling you. South Philly is cheesesteaks and pigeons.
What we do on the weekends is we watch them pop the pigeons. You can come watch it too. Do attend.
Yeah, do a 10. Do a 10. MXM 2020, do a 10. We got pigeon popping.
We're having a furnace party.
Yeah, furnace.
I love Movies by Minutes podcasts that do 5 episodes a week because Friday is always psychotic.
Friday,
most of ours are psychotic every day.
Yeah, let's talk about these vials. This machine, what is it? There, for those of you at home that haven't seen it, why are you listening? It's 90th episode. But anyway, there's a machine that kind of looks like a CD player, a big square CD player with two holes on the side where you can stick tubes. Yeah. And they're about to stick two tubes in. And obviously, it's scientific and it's a microscope of some kind.
It's to prove that the antidote and the chimera get
cured. No, I know what it's for. I'm asking how it works. Like, what is it? How did they know to put it in these tubes?
Oh, okay. All right. So, all right.
Is this a standard tube for looking at
Jonathan
two things
wants
at once?
To know how That's the metallic hot dogs are made, basically.
Yes.
Well, there's a mommy hot dog and a daddy hot dog.
Oh, okay.
I was thinking this is all, this is all biocyte tech. It's biocyte machines. Yeah, okay. It's all biocyte hot dogs. And right in the center, it looks like a big, like, cell, like a big amoeba or something in the center there.
I think that's a Petri dish.
Yeah, okay.
With like some agar in it. And
two needles.
And as I'm looking at it, you see those two, there's two giant red toggles on the front.
Yeah.
I think what's going to happen, and we'll see this in next week, you guys won't be here, but I think what they're doing is they're putting in the left side Chimera and the right side Bellerophon, and they're going to mix them. By opening those toggles, it opens up the hot dogs. Yeah.
And there's two needles you can see right above the Petri dish. So, like, they'll get one drop of each so they don't waste the samples. And they'll just watch them fight and go, yep, everything, these things are going to fight.
And I assume that Petri dish is inside of a little box because they can't let Chimera out.
Yeah. That,
like, it's inside of a little
evil disease they've created.
I assume that gray splotch in the center is some form of culture. It's some neutral bacteria that Chimera will try to infect, and then Bellerophon will then fight back on.
Okay.
That's how they know that Ambrose hasn't just brought relish and ketchup to the meetup. Hey, drop it in. Like, oh my God, what is it? This thing's full of flavor.
It'd be better if they tried it. If they handed it to him, and John C. McCloy just kind of like they always do heroin and cocaine. Yeah. And they're like,
that's pure.
This is the good stuff.
Stuff.
This is it.
Oh, is this Heinz?
Yeah, that.
This is Heinz. I like Heinz. No, yeah, Heinz ketchup. All the other ketchups are not good ketchup. What's your question, caller?
You can go, Tierney.
No, I didn't want to ruin our fun riffing, but I just, this movie made me realize, and this minute is a perfect example, I'm not really into these fight scenes. Like, this whole science intrigue machine testing the virus and the, like, that to me is the cool part. And
well, yeah, that's why we have Tech of the App, exactly. Just for that. Yeah, we don't ever have, like, Fight of the App.
Not as much, like... Yeah, I was way more, I realized this, believe me, I enjoy a great 90s action movie that in retrospect is terrible. See Val Kilmer's The Saint. But I like the spy aspect of these movies more than the hand-to-hand combat. And I think I'm kind of
and
in my
And it has strayed in recent years toward hand-to-hand a lot more. There's a lot more fighting than there used to be.
They probably
a lot less espionage.
Because most people were enjoying the fighting, and I moved on to John Le Carré.
I don't think they had like great fight choreography just set up. They knew these set pieces. They were going to blow up this. We're going to have this bike go over here. We're going to have the gunfight here. And it looks like the fight scenes are kind of like, well, what can we do in this scene? That's what it felt. It does feel like they just did in like an hour. We'll just do this. He'll drop down and he'll grab. That's good. Okay, well, he'll, you know.
Well, it's a different time, too. In 2000 or 99, this was, you know, you didn't put your actor in peril.
Yeah.
No.
Not constantly. Like, I mean, Ethan has at least two things a movie now where he's in peril.
Mm-hmm. And there was no John Wick yet, so there was no gun-fu or, you know, sword-fu or any of that.
Wachowskis are the Wachowskis still, at this moment, they're still working on The Matrix at this point.
No,
The
Matrix
still...
just came out the year before.
No, that was out in 99.
That came in 99, same year that this was in production.
Okay.
That's kind of why you have the, you know, the flowing coats and the glasses and stuff like that as well.
Yeah, okay.
A little more slow-mo.
Yeah, I have a feeling they added some of that slow-mo. We'll especially find out at the end of the movie, in the sand. Yeah. I think some of that was slowed down to be more like, you know, kind of like bullet time.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Wu is all about the slow-mo as well, but I think they added more even because of it. A lot more gunplay, too, I think.
Well, you keep saying, you know, this, we got this 3-hour cut. Something got cut down. They were like, should we have this be our final thing? Okay, yeah, we'll just, in edit, we'll just jazz what we have left up more. And we'll call that a climactic fight scene.
I thought this was going to be the end of the movie when I saw it. And when they, later on, spoilers, go on and have another fight scene on them. Motorcycles.
Yeah.
And then another fight scene in the sand. I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
I was really flagging by the end of this movie. These were great minutes for me because this was kind of my sweet spot.
this is the same thing with Face Off, where it's like instead of it's like this is like the church scene, and then we go into the boat scene on the,
and then we go to the sand scene. Yeah, it's the same thing.
It's the same thing. He's like he doesn't know when to end the fight.
He doesn't know how to end a fight,
and that was supposed to be the scene. The boat scene was supposed to be the end of Hard Target. So. You know, he wasn't able to make another ending, so they had to end where it was supposed to end.
Yeah, John Woo does not know how to end a movie.
No, he drags the last movie's end into the next film just to have a conclusion there.
Yeah, he does.
Well, because he comes up with all these ideas on set that day. We're like, well, we can't shoot that, Mr. Woo, because we don't have time. Yeah. And he's just like, hellfire, I'm going to keep it for next time.
He just pockets his little journal. I'm going to write this one down.
I want him to have one of those little, what were the little diary recorders you would talk into in the 90s?
The ones
you
from,
still carry
from,
one of those,
right?
Oh, like
a Yak Back?
Oh, those.
Yes!
The one from Home Alone 2?
Oh, yeah, a Talk Boy?
A Talk Boy, yeah, from Home Alone 2.
Dave still has them. Yeah. What are you talking about?
Hi, kids were home
of
early.
A Yak Back, but that's all right.
Hi, kids were home early. Stop drilling on me.
Dave brought one to a conference last year. Basically a really nice one.
Yeah. I'll bring that one again. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Bring his talk boy to a little remote recording. I mean, that's the way it is. That's the way our life is. Yeah. Well, that's a good place to end. This has been a great week. We've talked about lots of stuff. We're going to go into Tech of the App, and we're also going to talk about Tech of the Week. So we can... hey, everybody, let's do a forward roll into this. I know it's not necessary, but it's going to be awesome. Ready? Ready? Watch. I'll start. Ready? Ooh. You okay, Chris?
Uh-huh.
It sound like you pulled something.
I did. I'm over 40. Come on.
I'm going to have to sit in the van for a bit. I think my
I'm going to be the Luther of the group.
My shoulder kind of hurts, too.
Oh, guys, we're all way too old to be doing this.
Sit in the van.
I wasn't going to say anything, but if he's going to the van, I mean, I could use a rest, too.
Let's all go to the van.
You know what? We're going to go to the tech up again. We're going to go to the van. All right, everybody, let's walk over to the van. All right.
Oh, my hip.
We're now in the van. I've got some cold compresses for everyone and some ice.
Good.
And some icy hot, so enjoy yourselves. That's on us.
Does someone say howdy toddies?
Robert Town, get out of here, Robert Town.
Get out of here, Robert Town. Get out of here.
Out of the van.
All right. Chris,
yes.
What's your tech of the week and or ep?
My tech of the week and or ep. I'm going to go with the same for the week and the ep. It's going to be the hot dogs.
Metal hot dogs.
Metal hot
That's
dogs.
A good tech.
Yeah, those are pretty cool.
Mm. Those are cool.
Yeah.
And we'll get to see them again a couple times.
Oh, yeah.
It's the MacGuffin now. They are now.
Yep.
Naya's blood is the star.
They're the Travolta and Cage of the movie now.
Mm-hmm. Tierney, what about you?
Mine is related. I'm going to give it to the high school microscope setup on steroids that they're going to use to analyze the contents of the hot dogs.
Nice.
Mine for this week is, you know, there are so many things that happened, but one of the unsung heroes was the helicopter. Mm. I like the helicopter. I'm glad they had it because they use it at the end of the movie. We don't really remember. This helicopter gets used so much in this movie.
Yeah.
It's from the beginning of the movie when they show up and build the team. It's the thing that gets them in the shaft. It's the thing that Billy's yelling at from the entire rest of the movie. It's the thing they use to spy. It's the thing they later go and find Naya with. And I was like, man, this helicopter's in this movie a lot.
Yeah.
We always make jokes about, you know, this is the movie where the motorcycles, have a fight. And I'm like, yeah, but there's like a lot of helicopter stuff. So that's my tech of the week, the helicopter.
Yeah.
And also we learned there was a helicopter nubbin. So, yeah. I mean.
That's pretty good.
Dave, what about you?
Well, you can't have a helicopter, the helicopter pilot. It's Billy says what he sees with those magic binoculars of his.
Hey, thanks for making me your tech of the week. I appreciate it. Luther, have you ever been a tech of the week?
God, I just...
No?
The fact that you mentioned how like they use the helicopter a lot and then I had that sniping idea, it's like, we could have done so much with Billy and the helicopter, like made him a character, kind of like how, like, remember Eddie Carr in Lost World, where he had all the vehicles,
yeah,
and he had that tranquilizer dart and stuff, and you're like, wow, and then like Eddie Carr dies for the team, but he's saving them and stuff. That could have been Billy, like doing all cool stuff, but really he just freaking sits there and talks in Ethan's ear and just bores us.
Imagine if he had what they did, like while Ethan's in there infiltrating it, Billy was in some sort of weird cool semi truck and he drove through that front gate and like was causing mayhem.
Yeah.
It'd be so much fun if he and Luther jumped out of the truck with
Billy and Luther on helium.
That'd be so awesome. They're just sitting there like
climax,
sniffing it into their nose and just like running around like crazy.
Yeah, if Billy and Luther, they should have had a lot more tech in that helicopter to screw with the bad guys, like jammers.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Or something. It's just a shame. All they do is just sit there and they wait for Ethan to do something.
Even if it's sleeping darts, even if they don't want it to be something that is lethal.
Yeah.
Did you say Luther? No, it said lethal. All right.
I like that idea too. Yeah. Have him put something together and you see it's got the big frilly, the big dart. And he's like, I'm going to put him down, Ethan. And you see your guy go, ugh, the classic slap the neck.
Okay.
Down.
Imagine this. This is good future tech. Imagine a drone comes flying over the island and all the guards look up.
Yeah.
The second they do, there is a little screenshot of like it being all of them being targeted, like their faces.
Like Iron Man
style. And then a little thing shoots out, a little thing pops out, and it's darts, and they all just shoot to each guard.
Yeah.
And each person gets hit, and you just watch them all just go, flow.
Yeah.
And you see the silhouette of like eight guys just all fall over. Mm-hmm. And they're like, target is neutralized, Ethan. You're a go. And then he goes down in there.
Yeah.
That's Mission Impossible.
This is not a team Mission Impossible movie.
No, this
I'm
is
sorry.
The Ethan
I know
show.
He dragged Billy and Laird along, but it's all Ethan.
Yeah,
it is.
They have a little bit of that tech in the division, so it's like somebody's clearly thinking of doing stuff like that, like with the drone stuff. Yeah,
That would have been a utilization of them. It doesn't have to be that. Just utilize them in any way. Yeah. And we talked about this way back. We were like, this is the Ethan show. These movies were still the Ethan show.
Yeah, oh yeah.
It's not an ensemble movie until later.
Yeah, I guess that's what stinks. We gotta wait a while till we start getting the other team to do other things rather than just hurry up, Ethan.
Yeah, well, and not just hurry up, Ethan. Ethan telling them to hurry up. He's like, I mean, this movie, he's like, we're not good to go yet, Ethan. I'm going. And he just goes, you know, it's...
Yeah.
And all of that, that is kind of a callback that happens in Rogue Nation when he jumps on the jumps on the plane. Because remember, he's not ready.
Yeah.
Remember, Benji's not ready.
I'm not ready, yeah. And like Luke...
And he's just like, I'm going. He's like, what? No. So yeah, this has been a good week. We've had just enough tech to keep Tierney happy, just enough face smashing to keep Dave happy. Chris and I are happy.
Oh, yeah.
So let's finish off this week with some plugs. Dave, give me some plugs of what things are going on with you.
Yeah. Well, slow plugging away.
We are doing a new thing this too now. You don't have to plug your show. You can plug anything you want, like anything.
Okay.
It's whatever you want.
Okay. All right. Oh, geez, man. All right. You really got
like a new show you might want people to watch, or I'm just the first one. I mean, it's they're plugs. So if they don't know who you are by now on our show,
that's true. Yeah. I guess. If you haven't already, watch the John Wick franchise.
Heck yeah.
Like, just go rent that, or it's worth the money. I mean, I got both on Blu-ray. I'm happy with that. So just,
I own them both digitally. I love it.
Yeah. I saw the third one twice in theaters. Go watch them. If you haven't watched it, watch some fun fight shooting choreography. It's all great.
Tierney, you're not going to like it. Don't go see him.
Oh, come on. Keanu's a beautiful man. She would enjoy
it. He is a beautiful. And he likes bookbinding. Bookbinding's fun. Dog enthusiast.
See, now I'm going to look like a jerk because I'm going to plug myself. Dang it.
No, it's not fine. It's fine. Plug yourself.
Plug yourself. That sounds awful when we say plug yourself.
Just because I have a new podcast. So it's new on the scene. There is.
Is it about John Wick?
It is not. It is very much not. I'm trying to think if John Wick would even have seen this movie. It is about the movie MASH that Robert Altman did in 1970, starring Donald Sutherland, Elliot Gould, Sally Kellerman, Robert Duvall, and then a million other people who got their start in MASH. And it's MASH Minute. It's super easy to find. I don't know when this is airing, but we've already put out a trailer.
2 weeks.
So even now, there is a trailer out. It's not my best quality, but I'm learning to edit and I'm getting better as we go along. It's going to start releasing regular episodes on Tuesday, June 25th. And
that's
it'll
awesome.
Be
that's
cool. Every weekday over the summer into the fall. And it's me and my friend Megan doing it because A, we love MASH, and B, that movie is hecka problematic. And so we really wanted to have two women to talk about things because it would have been very awkward to have a male-led podcast about this. But it's a Robert Altman movie. It so holds up to the movie's by-minute treatment. Good. So you can find it by searching MASH Minute in the usual places. And we have mashminute.com with links to everything. I was like, I haven't tested those links, but it should be fine.
We will have in this week's notes, in this week's at the bottom of this week's podcast, I will have links for the CF Foundation fundraiser. Mm-hmm. We'll be talking about that more over on our Facebook group, the Impossible Minute Force. You can find us on minuteimpossible.com and at patreon.com/minuteimpossible. Also on TeePublic, go to our link from our main site, minuteimpossible.com. You can find all the shirts from this year that have been inspired. We got some new shirts that'll be coming out soon too. Until next week, thank you guys for being on. I've been Jonathan.
I've been Chris.
I've been Dave.
Thanks for having me. I've been Tierney.
This minute will self-destruct.
Listen, the minute self-destructing. It's blowing up as we speak.
Oh, Luther, God, Luther, the helium! It's everywhere!
I'm John C. McCloy. I'm in the business of explosions.
See you next time on the show.